Blackstone Audio presents The Last Pilot by Benjamin Johncock. This book is read by Donald Corin. For Jude. The field of consciousness is tiny. It accepts only one problem at a time. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.
Prologue. It was a stretch of wretched land bleached and beaten by the relentless salt winds that howled in off the Atlantic, forsaken by God to man for the testing of dangerous new endeavors. "Welcome to Cape Canaveral," the sign said. "Speed limit, 17,400 miles per hour." 3 miles south sat Cocoa Beach, the Cape's resort town, so low rent that even the giant chiggers wanted to escape it. In daylight, Cocoa Beach was cobaltic blue. Coconut palms and low-rise motels called the Starlight and Satellite and the Polaris, a replica rocket clasped above each name. The beach was like a strip of asphalt, low and wide and barren and hard. You could bend a spade on it. At sundown, mosquitoes the size of a clenched fist clustered at the water's edge. At night, it was infested with sand flies that stripped skin from muscle. The only visitors were young men racing cars and the occasional couple, lured out of their motel room by the slink of the murky sea and the promise of God knows what on the bare, hardback sand. Cocoa Beach was the kind of place where people ended up. It was late, past 9. The diner was empty.